Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show, New Orleans Morning Radio Show. And last night was very disappointing for our local NBA basketball team. The Pelicans were, their season came to an end last night. And if they won last night, tonight's game would have been really important, but they stunk, and it was a frustrating ball game last night. Boy, Steph Curry was incredible. The team the Pelicans played, the Golden State Warriors, who are just ahead of them for the last playoff spot, whooped them right from the get go. As soon as the game started. And that stunk. Steph Curry was incredible. He's playing the best basketball of his career, and that's saying something. I mean, the guy is the best shooter who ever lived, and he proved it last night. And the Golden State Warriors whooped the New Orleans Pelicans basketball team last night.
And have a rematch tonight, right?
That's a rematch. Coleman, because of coronavirus, the season is different than it's always been. Never did a team play the same team twice in the same building back to back nights, and that's what happened last night, and. They're playing again tonight, but after last night's loss, the season's pretty much over for the Pelicans. There's going to be no playoffs for the New Orleans NBA team this year.
Well, the reason I ask is because I have some friends who wanted to go to the games. They like going to Pelicans games, but they say, you know, when teams like the Golden State comes in, tickets can shoot up to $80-something. Whereas if another team shows up, you can get tickets for $8. But now that we know that the Pelicans season has ended and they have to play Golden State tonight, do you think that would affect ticket sales? Like, whether the ticket goes down, or since it is the Golden State, the tickets are still going to be at a higher price range? Like we've never been here before as far as how seasons and NBA seasons happen.
Well, so. Normally there would be a nice crowd, but there's only 4,000 people that were allowed in because of coronavirus. And even if one of those 4,000 people, when they all go in, they still gotta wear a face mask too, and it stinks. No, that's the whole. The whole thing stinks. It's been an incredibly sad, very, very disappointing season this year for the New Orleans Pelicans. You know, even though Zion Williamson is fantastic and he's playing great and he played great last night, their guards stink. Lonzo Ball missed 15 out of the 18 shots he took last night. He took 18 shots. He missed 15 of them. And that's why they lost last night, Lonzo Ball, and that's why they've stunk this year. Their guards have been horrible. Eric Bledsoe and Lonzo Ball were horrible. They were horrible all season. They were horrible last night. Actually, Lonzo Ball played well two games ago. He had his career high. But then last night he came out and he was absolutely awful.
And then weeks ago, Zion was out and Ball hit like so many three-pointers. He has an on and off switch. Like some days he shines.
Yeah, he's too inconsistent. And problem is, with the way his contract is, it's coming up and it looks like it's gonna keep the Pelicans the league maximum contract to keep him here. And he's just not worth it. He's not consistent enough. And again, last night, in a must win situation, he took 18 shots and he missed 15 of them. 15 out of 18 he missed. I think he was 1-for-10 from 3-point land. I mean, he was horrible. And the other guard, Eric Bledsoe, much too inconsistent. He's horrible. And, when they've got two fantastic players, one of the best players ever in Zion Williamson, and they got Brandon Ingram, who wasn't good last night either, and would they give up 39 points in the first quarter? They didn't play defense. And they absolutely stunk. And oh, well. You would like to think the future looks bright. You would like to think the guy who's in charge, their executive vice president, David Griffin, it's just been disappointing. The coach, Stan Van Gundy, stinks. The vice president just hasn't gotten the job done. He's been here 2 years now. And David Griffin stinks. Just haven't.
Have you completely flipped on the Pelicans? Because I remember at the beginning of the season, you were excited. You thought they were going to go places. You felt like it was a young team.
I was excited yesterday. I had optimism yesterday. And they stunk last night. They were horrible. And there's only a few games left. There's like, five games left, six games left maybe. And it sucks. And hopefully they'll get some better guards. And hopefully at some point, because when you've got someone as good as Zion Williamson, you should not be losing. You should not be losing more games than you're winning, and that's exactly what's happening with the New Orleans Pelicans. And they should have been better, and it's just frustrating. You would think the future looks bright when you've got one of the best players in the NBA, Zion Williamson, and then you've got another fantastic player, Brandon Ingram. Their guards stink. They get outplayed at the guard position anytime another team has a good guard. And that's what happened last night. Stephen Curry is absolutely incredible. Fantastic. The Pelicans their guards are too inconsistent. Their guards stink compared to the rest of the guards in the NBA. And it was just very frustrating. And they've got to get better at the guard position. And they cannot be paying Lonzo Ball the maximum contract, which some team is going to give him. Let some team give him that money. Let that team not be the Pelicans because he's just too inconsistent. And again, last night, Lonzo Ball is the reason why the Pelicans lost. Again, he took 18 shots. He missed 15 of them. He made 1 3-pointer. I think he was 1 out of 10 shooting 3-pointers last night.
And he scored seven points last night.
I think he had 7 points. The only two shots he made were layups. And he actually, in the first half, not only did he miss a layup, Coleman, he shot an air ball as a layup. He was only 2 or 3 feet from the basket, and he went in for a layup. And not only did he miss it, and he didn't hit the rim, he didn't hit anything. You could do that. He went in from an air ball. He went in for a layup and he shot an air ball.
You can't even hit an air ball in video games.
That's how bad. Lonzo Ball was last night. And again, if the Pelicans are going to win in the future, they have to get better guards and they have to get better play out of their guards. This team should not be winning or should not be losing. When you've got Zion Williamson and you've got Brandon Ingram and they're losing, it's just very frustrating. Anyways, we have a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Today is Star Wars Day. Coleman, are you a big Star Wars fan? I know you're a big Star Trek fan.
Yeah, I'm a Trekkie. I couldn't get down with Star Wars. Something about it just... Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm not. I've got a few friends that they live for it. They're just so into it. I'm just not that into it. But today is Star Wars Day, and there is a new dating website for Star Wars fans. It's called FindYourForces.com. As far as I could tell, you got a better chance of getting laid on ChristianMingle.com. The Star Wars fans are not the biggest studs going here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlind Morning Show, New Orleans Morning Radio Show. Saw this story, had me scratching my head. Suspected prostitute accused of cutting two people at Willie's Chicken Shack on Canal Street. Over here in New Orleans. Right up the street from where we're sitting.
I wasn't paying attention. All I heard was prostitute cut to Willie.
One more time, Coleman.
Okay.
Suspected prostitute accused of cutting two people at Willie's Chicken Shack.
I thought you said a prostitute cut Willie's. I'm like, whoa. I don't like the way this headline is going.
Look, we're used to people getting shot. I mean, this past weekend here in New Orleans, a bunch of people got shot. At least 10 or 12? I don't have the final numbers. Look, we're used to people getting shot, but now you're telling me there's prostitutes stabbing people outside of Willie's Chicken Shack on Canal Street? We're used to looking out for certain things, but this is new. You know, people get shot in the city of New Orleans every day. We're one of the few places on planet Earth where that happens, where people get shot every day. I'm used to that. But now you got hookers cutting people.
Yeah, you got Chewbacca cutting people. And you got people walking down the streets in Treme with swords.
Yeah, the street performer who's dressed as Chewbacca, I don't know if they ever caught him.
No, I'm quite sure he got rid of the Chewbacca costume. A
couple of weeks ago, one of the street performers on Bourbon Street, dressed as Chewbacca, and the New Orleans police were looking for him. They said he stabbed somebody. We haven't gotten any word on any arrest on Chewbacca yet, and that was going back a week. But New Orleans police are asking for the public's help locating a woman, a prostitute, accused of cutting two people with a razor. This happened just a couple of nights ago at Willie's Chicken Shack on Canal Street. There's a few different Willie's Chicken Shacks. This is the one on Canal Street. Police say the woman is believed to be a prostitute in the area and cut two people with a small straight razor during an altercation. The woman is described as a black female in her 30s, about 5'6" tall, and she was last seen wearing a silver or bleach blonde wig. Anyone with information, either call the New Orleans police or call Crime Stoppers. If you've seen a black prostitute with either a silver or blonde wig running around with a razor blade.
I wonder if she cut them because the Johns didn't want to pay up after services, if she is a suspected prostitute. Like, prostitutes usually aren't violent. They're usually more thieving. So the fact that she got violent, it makes me wonder if somebody was trying to take advantage of her, like not pay her money or try to rob her because they knew she was a prostitute and tried to take her money. Like, prostitutes don't usually assault people. They're usually on the defense. So I'm going to assume that something happened to the prostitute and she cut the people trying to do her something.
Sounds like you know something about prostitutes, Coleman.
I did. I lived with 5 strippers at one time, so I kind of have an idea of how prostitutes operate.
Well, add that to the list. Hookers with razor blades. At least one hooker with a razor blade running around the CBD.
Where's her pimp? Shouldn't her pimp be out there protecting her? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It's 2021 now. The women, they kind of go into business for themselves. They break that glass ceiling now. So they're out there making their own money. They don't need pimps like they used to.
I think Willie's Chicken Shack, I might be wrong about this, but I think Willie's Chicken Shack, their signature cup, you know, because a lot of the bars and some of the restaurants in the French Quarter, they're known for having their very large cups to put drinks in. Yeah. I think theirs is the one that just, it says cock on the side in big letters, and then I think it says tail in small letters right underneath it. And it's interesting how that's where you got a prostitute hanging out cutting people at that place. Go figure. All right. Well, anyways, so hopefully we'll have some news for you if the New Orleans police ever find this prostitute they're looking for, who they say cut two people with a razor blade, and we'll let you know if they ever find the street performer who was in the Chewbacca outfit who they've been looking for a couple of weeks now. We still have no word on either the razor blade carrying hooker or the street performer dressed as Chewbacca. The New Orleans police are looking for both of those folks. All right, coming up on the show next. Coleman, you went to the Crawfish Festival this past weekend in Chalmette.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video that they released yesterday?
I've just seen it this morning.
From in front of the stage? There was a stampede. There was some kind of... People either thought they heard a gunshot or they thought they heard someone say, there's a gunshot. And did you see all of a sudden there was a stampede? People just started running like crazy. People jumped up on rides. But according to the St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Office, they didn't see anybody with a gun. They didn't hear anybody with a gun. Stay tuned for that coming up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. You know, Genesis there, before coronavirus, Genesis were reuniting, and they had planned a massive tour. And then, of course, the pandemic came. But from what I was just reading, by the end of 2021, by the end of this year, Genesis, they're going to be touring North America. They've got dates set. I don't see anything in New Orleans right now, but that still could happen. But Genesis is going to tour in 2021 before 2021 is over, and they're coming to North America. You know, interesting. Genesis, probably the most changed band. If you think of rock bands who changed over the years, when Genesis started, when Peter Gabriel was the singer, they were a prog rock band. They were prog rock. And then when Peter Gabriel left Genesis, they looked around for a new singer, and they didn't find anybody they liked. So they told the drummer, they said, "Hey, Phil Collins, why don't you sing?" And so then once Phil Collins started singing for Genesis, they went from a prog rock band, a progressive rock band, to basically a hit making band. You would have to think Genesis is probably the most changed rock band. When you think of rock bands who started one way, and then as time went on, they became different. Another band I can think of, Starship. There was one or two members that were in Jefferson Airplane. And then as time went on, they became Starship. Starship sounded nothing like Jefferson Airplane. Just like Genesis, later in their career, sounded absolutely nothing like Genesis when they started.
So when Genesis goes on tour, who's gonna watch Phil Collins' Florida compound or his little Florida?
He already sold that.
He sold it.
Yeah, that's sold. We told that story on this show.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Phil Collins, one of his ex-wives, he divorced her and paid her millions and millions and millions of dollars, and then a few years after the divorce, they started dating again, and then. She moved in with him to his Miami Beach mansion, to one of the homes he owns. And then when he went back to England, and I believe it was to rehearse with the Genesis guys.
Right.
before coronavirus, and then once that started, he went back over to England to do that. She would not move out of his mansion in Miami Beach. And he had to get the cops involved and everything. And then not only wouldn't she move out of his mansion, she married some other younger dude, and they moved. They were living in Phil Collins' mansion. They had their own security. Were standing outside.
They had their own security to keep Phil Collins out.
To keep Phil Collins, the homeowner, and to keep cops out. But then they went through the courts, and he was finally able to sell that. He got her out of there. And divorce is plural between that one and another divorce Phil Collins had. I mean, it cost him piles and piles of money. But, yeah, he got that situation in Miami Beach squared away. So Coleman, this past Saturday night, at the Crawfish Festival in Chalmette. Have you seen the video?
I've seen the video. Luckily, I wasn't there at the time of the shooting of this video.
You did go, though.
Mm-hmm.
But you were not there. In front of there's a video going around right now of just a stampede. People that were in one area of the Crawfish Festival in Chalmette on Saturday night, they all just started running. Evidently, somebody thought they heard a gunshot, or somebody said something about gunshots, and a hectic stampede happened. And there were two people who were injured, but if you've seen the video, all of a sudden, I mean, there's a large group of people, and they all just start to try to get out of where they are. There were people, some people jumped up on rides
while the rides were going.
Yeah, I mean, and the St. Bernard Parish Sheriff James Pullman held a news conference yesterday afternoon, and he was unable to confirm if shots were fired at the Crawfish Festival.
So was somebody crying wolf pop, possibly to play a prank?
Yeah, it was bizarre. Somebody thought they heard something, or somebody said something about a shooting, and the next thing you know, a large crowd, they just all started running in different directions. They called it a stampede.
I've actually seen this a couple of times at fairs, at carnivals, especially during Easter. My brother was a victim of one long, long time ago, back when they had Bell Promenade Mall. And it had a Easter carnival, and there was a stampede there. My brother ended up getting trampled over. So this is not uncommon at these type of events. I've seen it, I've seen it happen, and I've seen it multiple times. It just so happens, even though I was at the Crawfish Festival this time, I wasn't there when the actual stampede broke out. But yeah, it happens a few times.
I mean, other than the stampede, I heard it was a great Crawfish Festival.
It was okay.
I know they had bands playing, and it's just great. I mean, again, after the whole pandemic, it was great to see large crowds gathering. It was great to a Crawfish Festival. It doesn't get much better than that around here. And people were having a good time. And then the next thing you know, a stampede happened. And they haven't been able to confirm if any shots were fired in the in the Crawfish Festival. But later that day, two teenagers were shot outside the Crawfish Festival at the intersection of Juno Drive and Patricia Street there in Chalmette. But as far as inside the Crawfish Festival, they haven't confirmed if if there were any shots fired, but just the video of the you're just seeing, it's a festival. You're just seeing a very large group of people just standing there, and then instantly they all just start running in different directions, bumping into each other, hopping up on rides and on all over the place. And luckily there was nobody shot inside the Crawfish Festival.
Yeah, it's that herd panic mentality that most people have. They just have this, when they start seeing people running, whether they know what's going on or not, they just decide to run too. They're like, they go into this panic herd mode where everybody, well, they're running, so we should run too. But nobody has really sat down and thought, why are we running?
Yeah, just a just a wild scene over there. If you went, if you were over there, and you were part of that, text us 260-9595. Let us know. I mean, you wonder how something like that could happen. If you're at a festival, there's a ton of people there, and then somebody thinks they heard a gunshot, or somebody screamed, someone's got a gun.
I can understand
and the next thing you know, a large crowd of people just start running in all different directions.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happens. It's no wonder. I've seen this happen on multiple occasions at large events. Somebody would either actually get into a fight. We've seen it at on Bourbon Street maybe 2 years ago. You, I, and our mutual friend, and we was looking at some pop lock dances, then two people started fighting, and everybody just started scattering. You don't remember that?
That was Mardi Gras Day.
Yeah, that was Mardi Gras Day. And we stood there.
2 years ago, yeah. Mardi Gras Day. Yeah, yeah.
You and I, we stood there. We didn't run. We just stood there and watched the fight. But everybody else, we saw them. They scattered in all directions. So it happens a lot whenever there's a large festival. Whether it's confirmed or not, people start seeing other people running, and they just started running too. It's a domino effect.
Yeah, just bizarre. All right. Coming up on the show, a big major divorce was announced yesterday. Stay tuned for that. We got a lot more we got to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Now that we're in May, the month of May is National Hamburger Month. Isn't that something? We just had Earth Day. The Earth only gets a day, but a hamburger gets a whole month.
Priorities.
Yeah, National Hamburger Month, the month of May. Did you know the world's most expensive hamburger is at the Fleur restaurant in Las Vegas? It costs $5,000. I know that sounds like a lot, but it does come with fries. Hey, coming up next, something really cool is happening in a large empty building in the New Orleans metropolitan region. I will tell you what that is next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin here with you. We have talked about OnlyFans on the show before.
Multiple times.
Yeah, the OnlyFans app or OnlyFans.com, and that's where women, some women are making piles and piles and piles of money for going on OnlyFans, and they charge, it could be a weekly price, a monthly price, and then guys pay that price, and then they can see pictures and videos of the women that they like. And you know, They've always said it's a man's world, but when it comes to the internet and making money, it's a lot easier for women to make lots of money on the internet than it is for men, because women, OnlyFans proves it. It's a webcam. They take their clothes off and they make lots of money. And men are the ones who watch this, who look at this. Women, this is one of the many reasons why men and women are so different, why the books are written, one's from Mars, one's from Venus. Men, we like to see things. Women don't need to see things like men need to see things.
Yeah, we're very visual creatures.
And so there are lots of women, especially during the pandemic, a lot of women, they lost their jobs or were having a tough time making money during coronavirus. They started an OnlyFans page. And there are lots of women who are making lots of money. And Colin and I talked about it. He wants to start an OnlyFans page. I'd like to start an OnlyFans page, but we're not going to. The only people who would watch us if we took our clothes off might be some gay guys.
I'll take their money. I don't care.
You said their money's green too, right?
Yep.
Because seemingly only guys are the ones who pay into this and watch this. Well, anyways, I just saw this story about OnlyFans. This 19-year-old guy has a mother who's really hot. And he's got a mother who's got very large breasts. And he said, "Hey, Mom, why don't you take those big boobs and put them on OnlyFans? Why don't you start an OnlyFans page?" And sure enough, the son created the OnlyFans account for his large-breasted mother. And now she's doing so well, he wants a cut. He's like, "Give me some of that cash." His name is Leonardo Hathaway. He's 19. He went viral because he launched an OnlyFans account for his big-breasted mother, Lucien Durate. If her name sounds familiar, she was Miss Brazil. She was a Miss Brazil pinup, Coleman. And not only was she a Brazilian Playboy pinup, but she was also a former Miss Bum Bum.
Okay.
You can Google that. She's got almost a million Instagram followers. And so her son said, "Mom, with your resume and your breasts and all of these Instagram followers, why don't you start an OnlyFans account?" And she did. Now she's making money, and now he wants a piece of the action.
So it makes me wonder, does this 19-year-old kid still live with his mother, or he has his own apartment and just told his mom, "Hey, you should start one," and she did. And now he's like, "Hey, did he help with the equipment? Did he help start the account? Like, what role did he actually play other than just giving her the idea to do it?"
Well, Coleman, since you asked, he swears there's no Oedipus complex.
I don't know what an Oedipus complex is.
Oedipus did sex with his mother.
Okay. I didn't. I asked, and that's what I got.
He says there's no Oedipus complex involved here, just a loyal son returning the support of his mommy dearest. He says, quote, "We have an incredible relationship between mother and child. He works as a male model in London, England."
Oh, so he doesn't stay with the mom.
Well, I think his mother might still be in Brazil.
Okay.
But he's supporting his mother, and he's backing his mother. How weird would that be if your mother was a Brazilian Playboy pinup model, and your mother was also the world winner of Miss Bum Bum?
Well, clearly he's carrying on the family business because he's a model. See, my thing is, now that I know he probably doesn't stay with his mom and he probably didn't help the mom set up the OnlyFans account, I don't think he deserves a cut. He just came up with the suggestion. Hey, mom, you should do it. Like, I don't think he deserves a find a fee for that. You know, now, if he was there physically and he helped set up the account, he actually got on the keyboard and set up the webcam and all that, sure, yeah, he actually put in some work. Sure, he deserves a cut, but just giving the mom an idea, no. No cut for you, sir.
How weird would that be, having a mother who's a sex object?
I don't know. Ask Madonna's kids. I'm how many celebrities and porn stars and Playboy models have children? You just live with it.
Yeah, well, there's lots. It would just be very unique.
I mean, I know friends that are strippers, and they have kids, and the kids, they seem normal enough, even though their mom is a dancer at night. It's just different.
Well, anyways, this woman's name is Lucine Durate. I guess they just call her Lou, L-U, Durate, D-U-A-R-T-E. And she's now, because of her son. Can you imagine leading your mother to OnlyFans?
It depends on what your mom, like you said, look at the resume. If my mom was a Playboy model, if my mom was a porn star and she was hurting for money and OnlyFans I knew was a revenue stream, hey, mom, check this out. Since you're good at this, here's what glorifies your skill set, you know?
Well, it's just, you don't see a story like that every day where a son creates a sexy OnlyFans account for his mother.
Now, see, if he created it, then if he did create it, he does deserve a cut. If he just gave her the idea, he doesn't deserve a cut.
I just couldn't imagine, like, so many people talking about my mother's breasts. That would be so strange. But if that's what she did, you know, if that was her line of work, I probably would have gotten used to it a long time ago. Hey, coming up next, we got to tell you the story of something that's very cool that's happening in a large empty building in the New Orleans metropolitan region. We will tell you about that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So there was a big divorce announcement yesterday when Bill Gates and Melinda Gates announced that they are separating and they are going to get a divorce. One other thing, there is no prenuptial agreement. There's no prenup. Hmm. And when you're talking about the fourth richest man in the world, Melinda Gates is soon going to join Jeff Bezos's ex-wife, Mackenzie Bezos, as being one of the richest people in the world. And it was Melinda Gates, if you're wondering, who asked for the divorce.
You don't say.
Melinda Gates was the one to file for divorce from Bill Gates. And you know them as a billionaire philanthropist couple. She is 56 years old now. I got to be honest with you, Coleman. Melinda Gates looks good.
Of course she does. She has enough money to keep herself up.
I was going to say, to my eyes, Melinda Gates looks a hell of a lot better today than she did, 48 hours ago. But she filed for divorce. She said the marriage is broken.
It's not broke, though. It's broken, but it's not broke.
No, you got to add the N to the end of that word because they're far from broke. Irrevocably broken. That's what she wrote when she filed for divorce. That's the reason. And this couple, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which started in the year 2000, it started around 20 years ago, 21 years ago. They have donated so much money to charity. And you know, he had said that he wants to, by the time he dies, I hope he doesn't get hit by a bus, but by the time he dies, he wants to just give all of his money, or at least most of it, to around the world, to people and places that need it.
He could start right here in New Orleans, Louisiana, with your boy. I could use some of that. I mean, if he's serious about it.
Well, now they're going to get divorced. And by the way, they're going to make sure, and Bill Gates always said this, that they're going to leave his kids some money, but he's not leaving his kids, you know, bags of money. He's not doing that. He always wanted his kids to have to have some sort of a work ethic. But when you look at the money that they give away, it's pretty cool.
I bet. I'm starting to notice a pattern here. So we have Melinda Gates got a divorce, getting a divorce. Bezos.
Mackenzie Bezos.
Getting a divorce. Dr. Dre's wife getting a divorce. I guess we're just waiting on Elon Musk and his little woman to get a divorce. But I'm starting to notice a pattern of these super wealthy couples. After so many years, after 20 years of marriage, they just decide to go,
Well,
it doesn't give me hope is what I'm saying.
Melinda Gates filed for divorce yesterday in Seattle, Washington, where they live. They have a separation agreement, but they do not have a prenup. So you would think she's going to get half of what he's worth, but she's just like him when it comes to when it comes to giving the money away. I guess they agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be something?
We need to hurry up and come up with a foundation, John, so they could donate to that foundation.
Their fortune right now is well over $100 billion.
So she can get up to $50 billion is what you're trying to tell me from this divorce?
Well, if she's going to get more than that, Coleman. If the Gates fortune is well over $100 billion, that means she will get well over $50 billion. And they've been married for 24 years, but they've been together for 34 years.
I wonder what happened that changed. This guy literally became one of the richest people in the world, and she's still at this point in her life like, you know what? This isn't going anywhere. Like, where else is it supposed to go at this point? Y'all made it. You won. Stick with it. You dance with the person you go to the dance with. You show up to the dance with the person you made it with. What else does she want? This dude literally won Earth. He won life, and she still needs more. What the hell?
They have 3 adult children. 25-year-old daughter, a 21-year-old, and a 19-year-old as well.
You said daughters?
Yeah.
Mm. 21 and what?
The Gates girls. 25, 21, and 19.
So they're all legal, dog. Okay, cool. Keeping my note right here. Sliding somebody's DMs when I get off. Okay.
And this is what Bill Gates said via Twitter. After a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. Over the last 27 years, We have raised three incredible children and built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives. We continue to share a belief in that mission and will continue our work together at the foundation, but we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. Maybe one of them wanted wild sex and the other one didn't.
But,
I don't know.
He makes a good point. The reason you can't grow together because there's nowhere else to grow. You got everything. You won. The only thing else is what Elon Musk is doing is go to Mars or something like that. Other than everything that's happened on Earth, he's done it all. Of course, there's no room to grow because he's super, super successful. He succeeded. He won.
Obviously, he made his money with Microsoft.
Right.
But over these last few years, hasn't he become an expert in viruses?
I guess so.
Isn't he an expert in like a bunch of different things now?
All right, but here's my point. The point is, don't we all have a goal? Don't we all want to reach a point where we don't have to grow anymore? That's my goal. My goal is to get to a point where I can just relax and chill. Of course, there's no more time for growth because you won. You did it. Now just ride the ride down. You made it up the mountain. I just slide and ski and go wee all the way down.
You know how they met?
At Microsoft.
She was an employee. She was an employee working at Microsoft as a product manager in 1987. How'd you like, hey, she's got a job, she's going to work every day. Hey, I'm working for this company. Oh, the guy that owns the company wants to take me out?
Uh-oh. See, now we can get in trouble for stuff like that today, 2021. Somebody in upper management trying to date somebody that's below them, taking them out.
There's a difference between being in upper management and owning the whole damn company.
Exactly.
There's a difference.
You get in trouble that you might be intimidated. I guess I kind of have to go on this date. He owns the company. I don't want to lose my job, so...
Well, best of luck. And it didn't take Jeff Bezos' wife very long. She hooked up with some school teacher and she married him. It's probably not going to take either of these two very long to find someone else that wants to hang out with them.
I wonder if she's going to go back to her maiden name. I had to slide in her DMs. I don't know if she's still going to go under Gates or go back to her original name.
You would think Gates has served her pretty well as a last name,
and still decided to leave. He done everything a man could possibly do on planet Earth, and she's still like, "Yeah, she wanted out."
Maybe he wanted more. Maybe he just
she
got too want- crazy for her. Maybe I mean, have you seen him in interviews recently over the last several months? I mean, he's out there.
Yeah, but after 30 years, you knew what you was getting into. This dude can, you know how they say, give you the moon. He can literally give her he can pay for the moon and give it to her, and she still wants, she's like, no, I'm all right.
Who do you think's going to hook up first? Who do you think will remarry first?
Oh,
Bill or Melinda?
Melinda.
You think Melinda
he's not getting married. He might smash something before she does, but she's definitely getting married again before he does.
All right, coming up next on the show, well, we've still got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and that has to do with something that happened in a bar that I have never in my life ever seen happen in a bar before. Wait till you hear this. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And coming up next, before that, I got to tell you, something really cool is happening inside a very large, empty building in the New Orleans metropolitan region. I will tell you next. Stay tuned for those reports. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So the old Armstrong Airport, right next to the new Armstrong Airport, but the old terminal has been sitting empty, barren, since 2019, a couple of years now. Well, Red Bull, the energy drink, they took it over, the Red Bull Terminal Takeover Skateboard Competition. And the makers of Red Bull are breathing life into that 62-year-old, now empty building, the old Louis Armstrong Airport Terminal. And that's pretty cool, the Red Bull Terminal Takeover. They're doing something in there. And the skateboarders are skating all around that place. They're skating on where the suitcases used to roll out, you know, the luggage racks, and they're skateboarding all over the place in there. It's pretty cool to see at least something happening in that old empty building.
Yeah, now they need to go over there to Six Flags and have the people skating down the abandoned roller coasters and get some of that stuff going on.
That would be cool if Red Bull did that too. But it's nice to see a little life in that old edifice. Hey, coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. I've never seen this happen in a bar, what just happened in a bar. As a matter of fact, I've never seen this happen in a bar, out of a bar, on top of a bar. I've never seen this happen ever, luckily. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man arrested at Kid Rock's bar for removing colostomy bag and swinging it around. Never seen that happen in a bar. As a matter of fact, I've never seen that happen outside of a bar either. It was a real crap storm at Kid Rock's bar. He's got this bar in Nashville. And according to someone on Twitter, a call came over the Metropolitan Nashville, Tennessee police radio the other night for assistance at Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse. 10 syllables, okay.
It seems there was a man who was literally stirring up crap at the bar. He removed his colostomy bag and was flinging it around at other people. He was literally slinging crap. And according to the Nashville, Tennessee police report, that was the third time police had been in contact with that same man that night. And the previous two times, he had refused medical attention. When police encountered him again at Kid Rock's place, he removed his colostomy bag and began flinging crap on the responding police officers. Ugh. Boy, you know, if you thought things were tough for cops lately here in the United States, and they are, how about this crap show?
I'm waiting on a specific detail in a story. I want to hear if something happened that was supposed to happen that probably didn't happen.
What more details do you need to know?
When they whipped his ass. Like, when did somebody step up when he was slinging the poop and punched him in the face or kicked him in the, I would say his ass, but just the side of his, nobody, like, said, hey, you're slinging crap anywhere, and went to go pimp slap him or tackle him or do anything. They just let the guy sling the crap without any kind of retaliation.
Well, he was arrested after he.
That's not enough for me. You can't, like, if I was at this bar and this guy started slinging crap, I would have to sling my fist back. Like, no, you can't sling crap at people and didn't. You just, oh, well, we'll just call the police. Clearly something's wrong with him. No, that is something deserving of a justified ass whipping.
You know, usually in a bar, you hear people talk a lot of crap. Hey, you talking bleep? This guy literally was slinging crap.
How? You've been living in this city for a while now. How do you think something like this would go in a bar in New Orleans? Somebody in New Orleans just take their colostomy bag out and start slinging crap around the other patrons that are New Orleans residents?
It wouldn't have a good ending. Although, I mean, if he was just swinging it around and not touching anybody, maybe some people might dance with him.
No. The way the story sounds to me, like they took his, like he took his bag in the opening part and was slinging it, like, and squeezing it out at this, and slinging it at the cops like that. Because once you detach the bag, there's an opening.
Well, Coleman, look, I don't, I gave you as many details as,
Oh, that'd have been an ass whipping.
I've got, but I mean, well, who knows why? Who knows the mental capacity of this poor guy or what's? That's the one thing I've gotten as I've gotten older, Coleman. I've gotten empathy. You know, and now, you know, I always try to put myself in the shoes or the colostomy bag of the people that we're talking about. And I don't know what's going on in this guy's life. I don't know what would make him hanging out in Kid Rock's bar, just whip off, remove his colostomy bag and start swinging it around. I have no idea what would make him do that, nor do I want to know. I hope I never, in my head, in my life, go to a place where this guy was. But he got arrested for it, and it's good news that people are going back to the bars, and we're putting this whole damn pandemic in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but just sometimes you got to put up with a lot of crap when you do go out.
It's true. Well, the man who got arrested at Kid Rock's bar in Nashville for removing his colostomy bag and swinging it around, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. I think I'm dumb. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.